Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Thursday the 18th of March. Sun is in Pisces, ruled by Neptune. Planets are talking about
chunky versus smooth.
And the planets.
Mercury, ideas, communication, beginning to entertain Uranus, random, erratic, innovative.
Oh, I like innovative. Okay.
Anything can happen, and as usual, your attitude about it or your approach to it is key, especially if this anything entails a slight enforced modification to setups and arrangements or redefines the concept of not quite going according to plan. Current influences are tweaking those amongst us who have varying degrees of difficulty going with the flow in the area where they are not exactly paragons of flexibility. Still, come next week, everyone should become considerably more amenable to entertaining alternative scenarios. However, between now and then, holding on to positions for dear life, irrespective of whether said positions are candidates for the totally out to lunch club, is likely to seem infinitely more appealing than relinquishing it, especially if someone asks or begs them to. That said, try to balance your personal program with your publicly professed one. Otherwise, if you present yourself as a cat or broccoli lover, but actually cannot abide felines or cruciferous greens, you could find yourself in difficulty when your loving fans, friends, and constituents take you at your word and bring you gifts of quiche and cavorting kitty cards or mugs.
Okay, signs particularly affected by Mercury starting to entertain Uranus.
Pisces, Taurus, Gemini, Virgo, Aquarius.
And if one's birthday, 18th of March?
Your mission? Be extremely open-minded about proposals regarding the most efficient way to manage or approach career or public ventures or venues. While history is a useful guide, history has also been known to begin at the point in time most convenient to an argument, which isn't necessarily relevant here and could have the net effect of getting you into, rather than out of, your own way.
Love it. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.